This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Though prices at the pump have eased in recent days, the high cost of gasoline still has many drivers looking for deals. And some are passing up the big brands, Chevron, Shell, Mobil, others, to buy cheaper gas at independent, no-name gas stations. But don't you always wonder when you do, is this stuff really good for my car? We sent reporter Alex Cohen to find out.
At the 76 gas station in Hollywood, unleaded costs $2.37 a gallon. Business consultant Hera Ewing pulls up and puts $10 worth of regular unleaded in her gold Chevy Malibu. Ewing says she stopped here because her car was on empty, but usually she goes to Chevron stations.
Why do I go to Chevron? I don't know. I like their gas. Just kind of like customary for me nowadays to look for a Chevron.
Throughout Los Angeles, there are plenty of gas stations that offer gas that's up to 14 cents cheaper per gallon, but Ewing says she'd never go to one of them.
Because the gas is, I don't know, it's maybe just a myth, but it burns pretty quick when you use gas like that. So I don't know, I guess it's better to pay the price for the gas that's a good gas.
But is brand name gas actually better? Well, that all depends on who you ask. If you ask the folks at Chevron, they'll say that their gas is better than off-brand gas thanks to an additive called Techron. Chevron touts Techron's benefits at more than 8,000 stations across the country. Go to Chevron's website and you can even play a game called Pac-Man. In this Pac-Man ripoff, you win points when your car wipes out swirling engine grimies. In real life, says Chevron senior engineering consultant Lou Gibbs, you also want to get rid of the engine grimies.
These deposits, which you can't see but that are building up in there, do indeed affect the way your engine runs. It can impact the way the air flows into the engine. It can cause the engine to knock. So you really want to have an additive in that gasoline that can keep the engine clean like the original manufacturer designed it for.
In general, gasoline is gasoline.
That's Steve Mazor, principal automotive engineer for the AAA in Southern California.
We have actually tested blindly samples of off-brand gas versus samples of name-brand gas for fuel economy, emissions, performance, and drivability, and they were exactly the same.
But Mazor adds, that's here in California, where there are high standards for gasoline. In some parts of the country, he says, particularly in rural areas, gas isn't monitored as closely, and there may be a bit more difference between name-brand and off-brand gasoline. Coast to coast, it's no surprise that many people believe off-brand gas isn't as good for their car, Mazor says. That's because for many years, it wasn't. In the 60s and 70s, he says, there were dramatic differences between brands of gasoline.
Back then, there was almost no control over the requirements to say you have to have detergent in the fuel or regulations about potentially corrosive chemicals that could be in the fuel that could all affect the way the car performs.
David Hackett is president of an energy consulting firm called Stillwater Associates. He says though the notion of name brand gas as the better choice still persists, there are many things consumers will consider when choosing where to fill their tanks, not just whether or not a station is part of a major chain.
It's the gas station that's close to my house. Or my dad used to work for Shell, and so I always buy Shell. Or I can use my credit card at the pump, and I don't have to go in and stand in line to pay cash. Or I like the convenience store that they've got because the hot dogs are good.
And Hackett says now as gasoline prices reach new highs, consumers are more likely to pay attention to the price per gallon, which means this could be a big summer for off-brand stations across the country, especially those with good hot dogs. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.